This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, October 3rd. God's word to you today is Q&A, and this is part one. God's word to you today is questions and answers, and this is part one. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 13, verse 12, and it says, "To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them." Question: how does one differentiate between a coincidence and God's confirmation? Answer: first and foremost, we must not be hung up on coincidences and throwing fleeces. It cannot be how God leads us. However, sometimes God confirms things that happen to be a coincidence. But it all boils down to, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How did Abraham recognize the men that came were heavenly beings? Does that mean we should go around checking everyone we see because, coincidentally, we may encounter an angel? No, it all boils down to being led by the Spirit of God. There are times that on my way to the office, the Holy Spirit says, "The first person that comes to your office will be wearing this. The second person that comes is going to wear that. And the third person that comes is going to wear this." This is what you should say to the first person. Say this to the second person and say that to the third person. The first person shows up wearing exactly what I was told. Is that a coincidence? The second person that comes is wearing exactly what the Holy Spirit said he or she would wear. That cannot be a coincidence. Then the Holy Ghost says, the third person that comes, you must not even shake or hug. The person shows up and is demanding for a hug. Will you call that a coincidence? Well, perhaps, but my point is, as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God can use coincidences to confirm things, but we cannot be led primarily by coincidences. How do we deal with unanswered prayers, especially when we know God hears us? Answer: it is tough to pray and not get answers. But sometimes, God needs to show us that it is not by our prayers, and that is so important. I spent some time in northern Nigeria, and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, I would go to some secluded place to pray. Every day, I would be there on my face for hours. The power of God was so real. Then one day, they said a man was dying. I did not even ask the Lord if I should go or not. I said, "The time has come." And I did not say it in arrogance. I just felt that God's power was to be demonstrated. When I got there, like Jesus, I sent everyone that was weeping out of the room. I prayed and prayed, and the man died very quickly. I remember saying to God, "You set me up. I'm not going to follow you again." But that experience, howbeit embarrassing, taught me that God is God and I am not. Let us pray. Father, please fill me with understanding and abundant knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.